Which clothes do you use in winter?
Which clothes do you wear in winter?
In a crowded gymnasium at the Farmington River School in Otis, Massachusetts, a class of fifth graders seated in front of a large projection screen was able to video chat with students across the world at the Vive Digital Broadband Center in Bogota, Colombia.
We wear snow pants and hats and gloves and boots and warm socks.
Students also communicated with staff at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. The Skype demonstration was held at a ceremony to announce the completion of the first segment of the new 1,200-mile mass broadband 123 fiber optic network. The creation of the so-called middle mile of the project was overseen by the Massachusetts Broadband Institute. $26 million in state funding was used to leverage $45 million in federal stimulus funds to build the fiber optic backbone. The middle mile will connect 120 unserved or underserved cities and towns in western and central Massachusetts. Service will be provided to anchor institutions, including libraries, fire and police stations, hospitals, and schools, like the Farmington River School. Elementary principal of the school, Mary Turo, said the school will use its enhanced internet connectivity to expand curriculums, including building a closer relationship with the students in Columbia.
Our school is so isolated and out in the middle of, you know, Otis in the woods, and it's so nice to bring the world to us. I mean, we went to Columbia and we visited a classroom. The only way we can do that is with broadband and the internet.
Massachusetts Democratic U.S. Congressman Richard Neal attended the ceremony, celebrating the lighting of the first section of the network. He used the video conference with the Colombian students as an example of how expanding technology in the classroom is important for the increasingly globalized economy.
We have now entered into trade agreements with Colombia and Peru, and the next big one that's coming is Europe. And preparing our students for that eventuality is going to be part of what we're doing here.
The middle mile of the project will not connect individual homes and businesses, but internet service providers will be able to use the new fiber optic infrastructure to bring a connection to their customers in the so-called last mile. Governor Deval Patrick said that the state and federal investments made in the Mass Broadband 123 network will allow private companies to connect homes in a way not possible before.
The issue in terms of commercial participation, you know, the private companies doing, bringing internet to people's homes, has been the cost of that last mile. And this middle mile project brings that cost down. So it makes it more attractive for private companies to come in. And as we do our part in the last mile, it makes it even more economic for private companies to come in.
The governor has filed a bill asking the state legislature for $40 million to assist in completing the last mile of the project. Executive Director of the Massachusetts Broadband Institute, Judy Dumont, said that once the MBI receives the money, it will be able to develop a completion timeline for the last mile.
But the size of the build is about the same size as what we've just finished. That took 3 years, so that's probably about the timeline for when the money becomes available.
The first section of the network to light up runs from Springfield to Sandusfield. More information can be found on our website, WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.